Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Nun Zion 57. We'll pick it up on Nun Vav on the base. Keman Ozlo had the Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav. So we want to figure out who is, again, continuing our discussion of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, we started on yesterday's daf. So who does the following opinion go like? The pasuk says, Elokim ani, I am Hashem, lo tikaluni, don't curse. Elokim ani, I am Hashem, lo tiruni, don't substitute me for somebody else. Elokim ani, yehei mora I aleichem, so my mora, my fear should be upon you. Kiman, so who does this go like? So this would be like the Yesh Omrim. Again, the Yesh Omrim from yesterday's daf was said that the pasuk of Vayitzavel, Hashem Elokim al ha'odom, that's the source for dinim. So Tana debei Menashe, I darish Vayitzav, afilu honach nami. So if you're going to be learning the drasha of Vayitzav, so then all of the mitzvahs, meaning just to backtrack, both Birkas Hashem and setting up dinim should have been included. V'ilo darish v'yitzav, and if they don't make the drasha of v'yitzav is coming to teach me, so hani m'nole. So then where do you even get the seven? So the Marashak speaks out that you see clearly the Tana Bei Menashe was not using that pasuk. Because if they were using the pasuk, then they would come up with the same seven that we had yesterday. So it must be they have an alternative source, the way the Marashak is learning. So l'olam lo darish v'yitzav. Really, they're not coming on to end it. Really, there's a separate pasuk for each and every single one of their mitzvahs that comes to derive the actual mitzvah from, but they're not learning out from the pasuk yesterday. Okay, so now the Gemara goes to Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, on the top of Amud Aleph. Because the whole earth became corrupted before, in front of Hashem, so you see that there's something they did wrong. Right, v'tana debei Rabbi Yishmael bechol makom shenarva hashchosso. Any time you find the Torah the word hashchosso, like corruption, ain ela davar ha'erva v'avodah zarah. That's always talking about arayis, and it's talking about idol worship. Davar erva. How do you know shneamar ki hishchis kol basar is darko? Because the entire earth had corrupted itself. So it's interesting. At the end of Parshas Bereishis, right? In the very perik vav pasuk bet, it says Vayir v'nei Elohim es benois ha'adam ki tov aseinu. They saw that the women were good. Vayichu lehem nashim mikol asher bacharu. So they took wives from whoever they wanted. Mikol asher bacharu. And Rashi says af be'ulos bal. So you see from here that Rashi is pointing out that they were doing things that was prohibited, because they would only get punished if they were doing things that was prohibited. This idea of, again, hishchis ko bosor es darko, it's the idea that derech kicks in, is talking, it's a remez for znus. So they bring the pasuk in Mishlei, it's in Perek Lamed Pasuk Yotes, derech hanesher bashamayim, Derech Nachash Alei Tzur, Derech Aniyah B'Lev Yam. So it talks about the derech of these things, right? That the eagle's in heaven, the snake's going on a rock, and the ship is going in the sea. The derech Gever Ba'alma. And the way of a man is with a Alma, a young woman. So what's the... So it's the Ibn Ezra speaks out that you see that all are trying to cover their tracks. They leave no trails. So two persons trying to have a Maisa Znus and yet cover the fact up so there's no hint of what actually happened. But I'll call upon him. You see the word derech is used in this context in of Arias. So therefore, that's another proof that for this pasuk of Hashchosa, Ein Ela Dover Erva. Okay, where are we up to? Avodah Zarah, Dichsi, the pasuk says, how do you know Avodah Zarah was included? Pen tashchisun va'asisem. You're going to make an Avodah Zarah, the pasuk in the beginning of in Chumash Devarim. V'idach, and the other Tanoim who don't learn out from here, so what are they going to do with these? So orchaihu dekomegale. So it's explaining what was the behavior of the B'nai, not the Bnei Noach per se, but the people of the generation of Noach that led to the Mabuls. That's why they were getting punished. So then, according to Bnei Mashna, we have to darshan Shvichas Damim, Dechsiv Shofich Dam Ha'odam, right? Right, when you spill the blood of man, right? Dam Yishofich. The puzzle continues. V'idach, so the others that don't make this drasha, Katlaihu Hu Dekamaf. The Kamla Gale. It's coming to tell us that is the punishment for that, that they'll get that. And it's not the source of the prohibition of Shvichas Damim, but it's telling you that you will get You'll be executed if you do Shvichas Damim. So they continue now. Gazel dechsiv ki erek esem nesati lechem eskol. I've given you grass, right? But Amar Rabbi Levi says kiyerek esev, like green herbs, grass, velo kirak gina, and not like the vegetables that grow in a garden. So that's the source for stealing. The idach and the other tznoim who don't make this drasha, sahu the mishri bosahu the osa. That's coming to say that you're allowed to eat meat. Then next, Avram and Achai. Dichsiv ach boser binafsho domo, who has dam in its nefesh lo socheli. You can't eat from that. So that's the source of eating anything from the animal that's still alive. Ah, v'idach the other tanoim, v'hu mishre shrotim hu da'osa. That's coming to say that you're not allowed to eat an aver min achai from shrotim, from like creeping things. It's going to be later on in the Gemara in Nun Tesim and Beis. Right? So what was the hav? I mean, over here? Because it depends really. The pasuk says, binafsho damo. Is dam part of it? So most animals, dam is part of it. By the insects, the blood is not necessarily part of the flesh. So therefore, that's why there would be a svar to make a chilik between the two of them. The Ran says the Mark could have given a different pasuk as its teretz, but it really wanted to teach a chiddush that the bnei, that Noach himself could eat dam min hashrotzim. Okay. Sirus, the next one of castration, dechsev shirtu ba'arts ruvo. So you should swarm in the earth, and you should fill it up. Puravu. So you see from the fact you have to do something that you have mitzvah puravu, you have to be able to do that. But a person who is nebuch sirus can't do that. So ve'idach, and then the other. So levracha ba'alma. It's a bracha. It's not a mitzvah, but they all hold in this pasuk is a bracha that you should be. You should be fruitful and multiply, not a command necessarily to do it. Okay. Kilayim. So again, according to Tam Yashi, those Kilayim was one of their serious and crime was one of their seven. Dichsiv meha oif liminehu. So it says the birds after their kind, right? Meaning it brings that every type of animal had its mate with it. So you see, according to them, that they're learning out that you must have had to bring, because you had to bring two cats, you had to bring two dogs, you had to bring two birds, you had to bring two bears, whatever it is, because they weren't allowed to mate with any other species, right? So that's their rye that shows that kilayim for behemoth is not allowed. So v'idach, so how do you learn? It sounds like a good rye. What the other tanoim going to learn if they don't make this drasha? So they'll say, litzavsa ba'alma. No, for companionship. You know, animals are more comfortable when they have other types of their own species. So that's the more here. It's what they will learn with this. I mean, they didn't have to, but it was a good idea. So when I was reminded me of a comment the Sefer Achinuch has, the mitzvah is Tav Kuf Nun 550, Shelo la'asos melacha b'shnei minei behemos, not to do melacha with two different animals working side by side at the same time. So there's different Rishonim give the, you know, answers to, because if one animal's malagera, it looks like they're getting more to eat, and the other animal's going to feel bad because they didn't get so much to eat, so they're going to be upset about that. But the Chinuch has a different pshat in this. He writes, "Ena af ani chelki." I'm going to say my own pshat. Va'omer ki mitame mitzvazu. The reason why you can't have two different animals working side by side in yinsar balechayim. It's a pain for them. Shu osim in a Torah. He's learning it's an Issa Deraisa. V'yadua shiyesh lemine habehemos laofos daiga gedola lishkon im she'enam minam. It bothers them to be in the company of others who are not similar to them. V'chol shekein lasos imahim alocha. And it's even more painful for the animal. It's more of a tsar balechayim for them to do malacha with an animal that's not their type. Chmosh onu roim be'einenu ba'osim she'einim tachas yadenu. Right? We see these by different animals. So for the animal, the reason why they had companionship, you know, that they didn't want them to be working with another species, it bothers them. It's a pain. So Rabbi Simon once gave a musar shmuz on this, and he pointed out from the Schinach that you see, when pairing people together, it's not necessarily always the best idea to pair people who don't get along together. Yes, we want achdus, and it's important to be tolerant of everybody. But really, if you have a project or something, you have an assignment, you have something, a job needs to be done, it's probably not the best idea to put people who really don't get along in the same close quarters. We wouldn't do it to animals, so al achas kam v'kama, we shouldn't do it to human beings as well. And there is an inu of There's an inyan of Tsar Balei Chaim over there. Okay, back to the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Omri Bei Rav. They said this over in the name of Rav. Al Shlosh Mitzvos Ben Noach Naharig. So there are three mitzvos which Goyes Chayav Misa, Gesher Simon. Al Gili Arayis, Va'al Shvichas Domim, Va'al Birkas Hashem. Okay, so that's the Gimel is the Gili Arayis, the Shin is the Shvichas Domim, and the Reish is the Birkas Hashem. Maskif Lor Sheishis, one second, he attacks us. Bishleim, and I understand Shvichas Domim. Okay, that you have a posuk, right? Yechsiv, Shofich Dam Ha'odam, right? Dam Yishvich. Ella Hanach Menalu. How do you know that any other ones you're chayav misa for? Ben Noach is chayav misa for. Se'i gomer mishvichas damim. So if the source for all this is going to be shvichas damim, sa'afilu kul hunami. So then really it should, if Ben Noach would be over on any one of his sheva mitzvos, he should be chayav misa. Ve'i mishum de'is raboi me'ish ish. If you're making out the limit from that, so avodah zara nami is rabbi me'ish ish. So avodah zara should also be included in that. So it doesn't make sense. Your limit. You didn't count avodah zara as one of your big three, right? In the sefer Sanhedrin Ketana, he asks, what was the havamina? If you think this out, that it would come out that Ben Noach would be chayav misa for that. So it would come out that a non-Jew would be more strict in the halacha. Right, because Jews aren't chay misa for one of these sheva mitzvahs, right? You know, if a Jew is even in a chay misa, but a goy would be, right? So, he explains no. The havmina was because we'll see coming up that it's much easier in halacha to convict a non-Jew. We'll talk about eid echad; they don't need hasra. But so since you have a higher standard. Which really ironically makes it easier, right? So then, since it's easier by the goy, you would have thought also they would also be chayav misa for that. That's what the havamina was in the Gemara, according to the Sefer Sanhedrin Ketan. So ela omer of sheishes, it can't be because mimon of shach, it didn't make sense. Omri beirav al arba mitzvos ben noach naharig. No, they're really, you got it wrong. It's not three mitzvos, it's four, and one of the four is avodah zarah. The avodah zarah ben noach naharig. So the Gemara asks, one second, is ben noach really get killed for that? Vatanya learned in a brisa. Avodah zarah devarim shebeis din shel yisrael mamisin aleihem, for something that a Jew would be killed for, ben noach mushar aleihem. So then the ben noach is warned about this. There's a prohibition, but there's no. The Gemara makes a diak now. Asar in misalo. It's only warned, but they're not killed. So, no, the warning for them is their Misa. So the Margalis Sayam speaks out what exactly is going over on here. Margalis Sayam reads like this. It says, the Mishum Sheben Noach Nitztavu Ach Al Mitzvahs Sichlios, since Bnei Noach are commanded on logical mitzvos Sichlios, Lechein, therefore, Dinam ki Yisroel chaver. They have a din like a chaver, a Talmud Chacham, she'in tzorach hasra. They don't need to have hasra because the whole point of hasra is to know better whether you're doing on purpose or not. So too, if these are mitzvot sichlios, then the non-Jew should have known better, right? Right. So that's the way the Margolius Sayam is learning out. Yad Ramah speaks out a little bit differently, that it's an idea that. That they can be punished without the hasra. Okay, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, v'chuluhu talmidei de Rav Amri. So they said, al sheva mitzvahs ben Noach naharik, for not for three, not for four, for seven mitzvahs ben Noach is killed. Gali rachmana bechada v'huhadin l'chuluhu. So it talked about one, meaning by shvichas damim, but huhadin nami would apply to all of their mitzvahs. They would chay misa. V'al hagezel ben Noach naharik. One second. Is Ben Noach killed for Gezel? The Hatan you learned in a Braisa. Al HaGezel, Gonam v'Gozel, v'chein Yifas Tor, v'chein Kayotz v'hem, Nachri b'Nachri, Nachri b'Yisrael, Osir. V'Yisrael b'Nachri, Mutter. So it's interesting. It says for all these different things. So Gezel is when a person openly steals something. Like Gneva is when they steal something in a secretive way. So it says for all these cases that it's if Nachri b'Nachri would do it, Nachri b'Nachri is Osir. However, Yisrael b'Nachri is Mutter. Ve'im Isa, one second, if you're really chaya for that, so what are you using a lashon of mutter, a lashon of aser? Nisni chayiv. Tell me you're gonna kill the person for that, right? So mishum to kavoid the misne seifa. No, because it wanted like a consistency in the structure of it. Again, just reminding ourselves that the Mishnah is part of the Torah Shebaal Peh. If there's like a parallel structure, it makes it much easier to memorize. So they would many times formulate halachas with such a way. So therefore, we want to have a consistency with what it said in the Seifa. Yisro b'nachri is mutter. So if it says mutter in the Seifa, Tana Resha, Oser, right? Now, Rashi learns at the Gemara that that really in the case of the Yisro b'nachri, Rashi is five lines down. Yisro b'nachri is mutter. Why is that? Delo sa shoik esreyecho ksiv, right? Velo nochri. So you can't oppress your reyecha, your fellow Jew, but not a nochri. Midrabanan ika lamanda osur mishum chil Hashem, right? So you can't steal because there's a chil Hashem, right? Hagoz abasut. He quotes the Gemara in Bava Kama. So it could be that there's really some rishonim known as machlokes asugyas. Whereas it would seem, at first glance, that according to Agamor over here in Sanhedrin, it would be mutter to steal from an Anju, and it's only a Durabon because of the Chil Hashem aspect of it. But in Bava Kama, it's Osir. So at the end of the day, in Halach, in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Shin Nun Tes, stealing is stealing. It doesn't matter whether you're stealing from a Jew, whether you're stealing from a non-Jew. Stealing is stealing, and it is Osir. There's a discussion in the post about Tolos Akum, but that's beyond the scope for right now. Okay, says the Gemara, Ha kol heich de isle chiyuv misnil katani. So every case of Chayiv, they taught that. Tiktani Resha, Al Shvichus Damim, Nachri Benachri, Benachri Bisrael Chayiv, Yisrael Benachri Potter. So you see that the Brisa does use the word Chayiv, right? Al Shvichus Damim, Nachri Benachri, Benachri Bisrael Chayiv. That's the point. Yisrael Benachri Potter. Now, Hossam, Hey Chemisne, one second. How were you supposed to teach it over there? You know, whichever way you look at it, it's not gonna work out. Listen, Osir Mutter, if you're gonna tell me it's Osir, it's Mutter, the Hatanya, Nochri V'roi Behemedaka, so a Nochri, an Anju, or a Jewish Roi Behemedaka, a person who is doing something Osir by raising these types of small animals, or shepherds for them. So if they fell into a pit, Lomalin V'lomaridin, you're not allowed to, you don't have to bring them up, but we also don't get them out. Rashi learns, it's a few lines down, 10 lines down, Lomalin V'lomaridin, Lomalin Osa Min Habor, Lahatzila Min Hamisa. We don't pull them out of the pit to save their lives. V'lomaridin Osam Labor, Lahamisa Biyadayim. We don't physically throw them in the pit either, right? And then parentheses, Aval Ha'idna, nowadays, Din Ze'ina Noheg doesn't apply, Ki Ba'lu Dini Nefashos, right? We don't have a, we don't go around killing people nowadays. So are they really Chayav Misa or not? Is a person who does this really, really Chayav Misa? So that Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says no. They're not actually Chayav Misa, but because they weren't acting appropriately, then we don't have to save them. That's the way Tosfos learns. There's a Rambam, Hilchos Rotzeach, Shmiras HaNefesh, in Perek Dalet, Halach Yud Aleph, Aval Oydei Kochovim She'en B'nein V'neinom Milchama, right? Where there's no war happening. V'roi Behem Medaka Mi Yisroel, a Jewish type of shepherd. V'chiyotze Bo Ein Mesavvin Lahen Hamisa V'osu Lahatzilam, right? Imotu Lamus. You're not allowed to save them. Kigon Shro Echa Mehem Shinofa Liyam Ve'inamalehu Shinemar Lo Samal Adam Reecha. Right, that's a pasuk. We'll get to those sugyas later on, and I think it's an ayin gimel of lo samod al dam reecha, the ein ze reecha. So according to the Rambam, probably would not be allowed to save a person like that. But again, just with that Rashi, we said that this din does not apply nowadays because we don't act out dini nefashos. But the machlokis, the toisus in the Rambam, according to the Rambam, they actually are chayiv. According to the toisus, not really chayiv, but you know, they just didn't do the right thing. Okay, Kiyotze bo be'gezel. Right, now we're going back to the whole discussion about gezel. Mahi, well, what is it? Omer of Acha bar Yaakov, lo nitzucha el poil bekerem. It's talking about a person who's working in a kerem, in a vineyard. Poil bekerem emas. What type of the poel are we talking about over here? What's the stage of the malachas yet? E b'shas gemar malacha, if it's at the time when he's totally finished, meaning he's harvesting the fruits, then heterahu, it's heter gomer for him to do. Any Jew is allowed to take from them. Ila, take while working, right? Ila b'shas gemar malacha, but if it's not the time of the gemar malacha, gezem aliyahu, the guy's a ganav, he's stealing, right? So then there's no chiddush over here. Se'elo omer Rav Papa. So the Braisa is talking like this, that it's similar to Gezel. Lo nitzuche el pachus misheva pruta. So anything that's less than a sheva pruta. So the Sefer Chinuch points out that the whole idea of pachus misheva pruta is in shiurim, right? It's a shiur of a pruta that only applies to Bnei Yisrael. By the non-Jews, there is no concept of shiurim. So ihochi nachav Yisrael osir. So coming out, then nachav Yisrael would be osir. Ha bar mechiluhu. He's going to be moichelit. So, nihi de boser hachi meichelit. You're right. After the fact, the owner's going to forgive him. Tsara b'shaita milesle. But he has tsara at the time of that. So, at the time of the stealing, so he committed an avera. So, therefore, he's going to be punished for that. So, nochri b'nochri kiyotze behen. Right? So, then that's true in the case of the nochri b'nochri and all similar things like kevin de la b'nei mechilin inu, since they aren't moichel, gozim aliyahu. It's really stealing. Right? In other words, if you're consistent, you say they're not going to be moichel, and therefore it's gezeila. So therefore, it's a real case. It's a full fledged. It's not like, you know, it's like a similar thing. That's the real deal. El omer avacha bereid rav ika lo nitzuche el kovish tzar sochir. It's talking about a person who holds back their wages. Nachri benachri benachri be Yisrael oser Yisrael benachri mutter. So the case is, it's less obvious, because for other types of real, you know, gezel, geneva, you're taking an item. Either it's secretive, or you're doing it in public, you're mugging him, whatever it is. But here, in the case where the robber is withholding the money that's due to a person, that's not so obvious. So that's the chiddush. Kiyot v'ifas tor, my nihi. So then what's the next part of it, similar to the case of v'ifas tor? Ki os rav dimi, amar rav elozer, amar rav yichanina, Ben Noach sheyiched shifcha la'avdo, if a Ben Noach would designate a shifcha as a wife for one of his avadim, and then uvola, and then he has relations with her, neheragala. So that's like an adultery, right? So therefore, even though she's really his quote unquote property, it's his kinyan, but it still is like a connection, husband wife relationship over there. So he's guilty. So we didn't tell that it's similar for Shvichas Damim. Omer Abai, I Mashkachas Ditanya, Rabbi Yonason ben Shali. If they have, you get a price, it'd be like the price of Yonason ben Shal. Ditanya, Rabbi Yonason ben Shal, Oimer, Roidef Acha Chaver Lahargo. A Roidef, again, Sugi's in the Ben Sormor, we'll get up to Ayin Beis. You see someone who's a Roidef and he's chasing after to kill him. So Yoch Lahatzil Be'echa Me'evarov Velohitzil. If he could have shot the person in the leg and that would have stopped the Roidef, but he didn't, and instead he decides to kill him, so now Ayin Beis, Neragolov. He's killed, right? So, you know, even it's a could be like self defense, but nevertheless, Ben Noach would be chayav for this. So Ashkach Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha the Hava Kosu B'Sefer Agadato de Beirav. They found in Agadato the following: Ben Noach Neharag B'Dayan Echad, with Ben Noach could be killed with only one judge, Uve'ed Echad, with one witness, Shelo B'Hasra, and without any warning, Mipi Ish. From the testimony of a man, velomi pi isha, but a woman couldn't do it. Vafilu korov, even one of his krovim could testify against him. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Omer af al ha'uborin, that a Ben Noach is even chayev for an abortion, for killing a fetus. Sumino hanimili, where do you know this from? Omer Vihud Omer Kro, it's a pasuk. Ach es dimchem l'nafsho seichem edrosh, your blood I will drosh, I will hold you accountable for. That I will require is singular, right? Right? Edrosh, I will require. So therefore, that's the source for even with one dayan could execute. Miad kol chaya, from the hand of every animal. So afilu below hasra, without any hasra, just like an animal, right, doesn't do any hasra, right? So that's the source as well. Edrushenu umiyad ha'odam. I'll require it from the hand of a person. Afilu be'ed echad. That's only one. miyad ish, from the hand of a man, velo miyad isha, but not from a woman. Achiv and his brother, afilu korov. So even a korov could testify against the person. So mishum Rabbi Shmuel, the name Rabbi Shmuel said, af al ha'ubarin, even a ben noach is even chayev for killing a fetus. Right? My time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's the source for this halacha from Rabbi Shmuel? Techsiv shofich dam ha'odam bo'odam damo yishafich. So it's the drasha on the pasuk, and he how do you understand the words? Ezehu adam shehu bo'odam. Right? If you look at the pasuk, what's an adam that's inside of another adam? Right? The pasuk says, shofich dam ha'odam bo'odam. Right, if you kill the autumn who's in an autumn, so heavy omer, I'll tell you, ze uber shibimei imo, must be this is a fetus that's in its mother's womb, so therefore a ben noach would be chayev for an abortion. Vitana kama, right, who doesn't learn this prohibition for a non-Jew doing to perform an abortion, so tana be menashehu, right, so he's going like tana be menashe, the omer kol misa hamur l'vnei noach ein elechenek. Right, v'shadi lei hai ba'adam asefa dekra. So you're going to move the pasuk of ba'adam to the end of it. We're going to put like a new comma in there to rephrase where we put the emphasis on there. Again, the default value he learns that everyone gets chenek, which is where you strangle a person. And now the ba'adam you have to play around with it a little bit. V'dorsh behachi. This is the drush he makes. Ba'adam damo yishafech. So he puts a comma there. Right, it's interesting. There's like a little bit of a chiastic structure, right? Shofich dam ha'adam, but adam damo yishafech. I think it's the first chiastic structure in the Torah. The chiastic structure means where you have like an A B C C B A. That you have the book ends using the same word. The inner clause is used it, and then the middle part is also the same as well. So here you have. But now the way he defines, he puts the comma right in the middle, and therefore it's ba adam damo yishafech. He explains that to mean ezehu shvichas damim shel adam shehu begufo shel adam. What's the way that you kill a person with his own blood? Havi omer zechenek. This is the source for strangling. That there's no external bleeding happening. That so this is what Ben Ashi learns from this pasuk. That this is the source that you know that any ben noach is chayev with chenek. Okay, so based Rav Hamanuna, he asks the kasha, veisha lo mipakto. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah to set up dinim, courthouses. How could that be, right? The pasuk says ki yadativ leman asher yitzave, right? Talking about the Avram. So it doesn't want to quote the full pasuk. It's in the Perek Yudches pasuk Yudtes. Ki yadativ leman asher yitzave es bonav ve es beso achra ve shomer derech Hashem laaslo is tzedak mishpat leman hevi Hashem al Avraham es. So the pasuk uses the word beso. So that's really, Rabbi Steinsaltz points out a lot of times the Gemara expected you to know Tanakh Baal Peh. So they just start the pasuk for you, and you in your mind, you're finishing it off. So of course you know that the pasuk says beso, because you know all of Tanakh Baal Peh. So we had to fill in the blanks a little bit over here. But the drasha is from the word beso. So beso is referring to the woman, and therefore that's showing that they're also commanded in this mitzvah of dinim. So who mosiv love, who mefarik love. He asks the question, he answers the question. Bonov ledin. Beso litzedaka. So he makes a drasha that the sons, that's the din. That, yeah, the boys, the men have the obligation to set up the bezin. Beso, the women, they have to do tzedaka. Amalei rav avya, sabal rav papa. Eime basnok shaharga lo teharig. So should we say that a basnok, a female non-Jew, who killed someone wouldn't get killed herself? Miyad ish velo miyad ish ksiv, because by the hand of a man, not by the hand of a woman. Amalei hach amar Rav Yehuda shfuch dam ha'adam. It says you spill the blood of a person mikol makom. In any case, whether the person's male or female, then you're chayav for that. Seim abas noach shezinsa lo teharik. So should we ask a woman, a non-Jew, who has znus should not be killed? Ksiv al kain yazov ish. So a man leaves velo isha, and the woman, no, it doesn't apply to her. So amalei hachi amar of Yehuda v'hayu levoser echad. No, men and women, husband and wife, will be one flesh, right? Hadar arvinhu kro. The pasuk combines them to show that the halacha of znus applies both to males and females. Tan Rabbanu we learned in the Braise, Ish. Matam alomer Ish, Ish. The Rabbos es Agoyim Shemuzharin al Harayas Ki Yisroel. It comes to teach that just like there is an Issa of Harayas on the Klal Yisrael, so too the Gentiles also have it. V'ho Mehocha Nafka, is that the source? Mehosam Nafka, we learned it out from the word Lamor. From the drush on yesterday's daf, we spoke out the whole Lamor over there. The pasuk is in the beginning of the third parak Yirmiyahu, that Lamor is beginning a whole discussion about how Avodah Zarah is perceived as having an act of adultery. We quoted from the Megillah Sayyam that Lamor is like the word Mamar, a type of marriage, more sugyas and yivamos. So from there, they make the drush of Lamor Zegili Arayis, right? So that's what we learned out from. So no, the Gemara answers like this: Hasam Barayas Didhu. Over there, that's their women. Hacha, but here Arayas Didon is talking about our Jewish women. Biktani Seifa, Baal Arayas Yisroel Nidon Bedine Yisroel. If a non-Jew would have relations with a Jewish woman, right, which is Osir, right, like an Ashes Ish, so he's judged according to Dine Yisroel. So what's the practical halacha for this? You know, what does that mean? He's judged according to the halachas of Beis Din. So Amrav Nachman, Amrav Baravua, Lo Nitzuche El Eida VeEidim VeHasra, meaning he's going to be held in Eida, which is like a Chaf Gimel Beis Din of 23. Eidim, he's going to have the kosher witnesses, and if he has Hasra, he was warned beforehand. So Migregara. So 1 second, the halacha of a non-Jew who had a relationship with a Ashes Ish, a Jewish woman, that's less than it. We don't have these types of chumras by the Goyim. So El Omer of Yochanan Lo Nitzuche El Lenar Hamarosa. No, the Bryce is coming to tell us a chiddush in the case of a non-Jew who would have relations with a Nar Hamarosa. So now the difference is by the Goyim they don't have Erisin and Kiddushin; they just have one stage. Diladid Hu Leislahu. Right. So according to them, they don't have the first stage of marriage. They just have, you know, Arison. They just have a kiddushin. Right. No, wait. One second. Yeah. Right. I got it backwards. they don't. They only have. I said it backwards. 1 second. Let me do it again. Lo nitzchu el nar hamarasa ledin hu leis lahu. They don't hold from nar hamarasa. Therefore, v'daidan in lahu b'dinei dinon. So therefore, we judge them according to our halachas in that particular case. All right. Okay. Aval eishes ish, right? But by a goy who has relations with an eishes ish, a really Jewish woman, married woman, b'dinei didhu danin lahu, we're going to judge them according to their halacha. V'atanya, we have a braisa. Bala nar hamarasa nidon beskila al eishes ish nidon bechenek. So if they talk about a goy who had relations with a nar hamarasa, he gets skila. If he had relations with a eishes ish, he gets chenek. Ve'ib din adidhu saifhu. So if we're judged according to their halachas, then it should be saif, right? It's not chenek, right? It's not skila. So what? So how do you understand it? So, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, my Eishes Ish Ketani. What's the case talking about the Eishes Ish? Kigon she nichnesa lechupa v'lo nivala. That she had the chupa, but she never had bia with her husband. So, according to ours, by entering into the chupa, right, so she is married, but according to the Gaim, then she's not yet married. That's what the Gemara says. D'ladidhu leislahu, right, so therefore, according to them, that she's not married. Therefore, dainina lahu bedinin didon. So therefore, we judge him according to our halachas. So if he had he had a mice with such a case, again, she had the chuppah, but she didn't have bia, so then in that case, we would give them chenek. Netan Rabbi Chanino, pe'ulas bal yesh lahen, nichnasa l'chuppah lo nivla ein lahem. So the goyim have a status only after their bu'ulas baal, after they live with their husband, like they slept together. But then, if they only had a chuppah but without bia, so then they are not considered to be a ishus ish in that case, right? So the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perik Tes Halacha Zayin. Ein ben noach chayv al eishes chavero ad shiyavo alea kidarka acher shenivlo lebalo. If it's only had the erusin, or she went to the chuppah, v'adayim lo nivola, but did not have relations yet, ein chayim aleha, not chayim, shneimar, v'hi be'ulas baal. B'med devar memurim, when do we say this? B'ben noach shebo al bas noach. This is when the two people are non-Jewish. Aval goy shebo al Yisraelis, but if the goy had relations with the Yisraelis, bein kedarka, bein shlo kedarka, chayiv. V'im hais in arhamarasa, niska aleha, kedina Yisrael. If she's in arhamarasa, it gets skila. Like the Jewish courts, Kedina Yisrael. So if he had relations after she had the chuppah, but she had not yet had relations with her husband, hareze bechenek, it gets the chenek Kedina Yisrael, right? Which is like the Jewish case. It's a Gemara. Aval imbo al eishes Yisrael achas nivlo hareze kimi shebo al eishes goy chavero viharig besayif. Then that would be the case where the goy would get sayif for it. Okay. So the Gemara says, we have a raya. Tanya kivasei de Rav Yochanan kol erva shebeis din shel Yisrael mamisin aleha. Any type of arayas which a person would get misa for benoach musar aleha. So then it's also on for a goy as well. Ain beis din shel Yisrael mamisin aleha. But if they would not get misa in a Jewish court, ain benoach musar aleha. So then there's no prohibition. Divrei Rebbe Meir. V'chachamim omrim, harbe arayas yesh she'ein beis din shel Yisrael mamisin aleha. There are many arayas where beis din would not kill ben noach musar alein. But nevertheless, ben noach is also to do this. Baal arayas Yisrael, if he had arayas, he had relations with someone that was also to him, nidon bedina Yisrael, we judge him according to halacha, Jewish laws. Baal arayas ben noach, if he had relations with someone who the Ben Noach is a lasatut, nidon bedini Ben Noach, then they judge according to their case. Va'anu einanu elanara hamarasa bilvad, and we only have the case of a nara hamarasa, as that would be like the only exception where the non-Jew will be judged according to the halachas of the Jews, right? Which is the raya for what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the Mora has a suggestion. The nichshov nami nichnas cholachupav lo nivolo. What about the other case? What about the woman who had chuppah but did not yet have relations with her husband? Haitana tana debe menashehu. No, our tana is going like tana bede menashehu. We started off the daf with the omer. Ko misa hamura livnei noach eina ela chenek. Any type of misa that a goy will get is chenek. Idi ve'idi chenekhu. And in both cases, they would get chenek, so therefore there's no difference for Jews or for non-Jews in such a case. Okay, Mitzvah Shem will stop here and continue tomorrow with Daf Nunches.